The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Free game coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome you to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. High school hoops here tonight as AHS is playing host to Ottawa. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and we are just getting underway. Ottawa with a quick shot off the tip, and they lead 2-0. We're just getting going here in the Atchison High School Gym on a Tuesday evening here. Good to have you along. Let's take a quick look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors tonight, Ottawa Lady Cyclones under head coach Matt Sherman coming into the game at 2-1. They're starting Emery Keebaugh. She's a 5'10 senior. You've got also Camden Evans, a 5'5" senior. Leah Askins Diedrich. She's a 5'8 freshman. You got Dylan Nichols and Boston Nichols, the Nichols sisters. Dylan is a sophomore at 6'1". Foster is a senior at 5'9". So here we go. Ottawa with the basketball. They lead it 2-0. Carly Kramer just picks up a foul as we're doing that little introductions. And, of course, with the basketball, here comes Ottawa. Cycles will take it over to the left side. It's going to be stolen away. Nicely done by Ariana Boldridge. And, of course, with it will come Presley Simpson. Atchison in control of the basketball. We're just underway in the ballgame. Got the visitors from Ottawa with the early set of the lane. Stop just beyond the free throw line. Comes back on the top to Presley. Player defensive point by Ottawa. Over to the left. Edge is going to go for Atchison's area. Hobes lobs it down low for Carly, but it's well out of her reach. It's going to go out of bounds, and Atchison will turn it over. Just about a minute into the ballgame. 2-0. Ottawa with the early lead. Girls high school basketball. The guys game coming up after this one. The high school doubleheader tonight here on Care Radio. And happy to have you with us. K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. Feed's going to go over to the left block. And a half-court pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Keebaugh. It'll belong to Atchison right in front of the AHS band. Phoenix still going to bring it in from deep in the corner. The lob will go across the lane, and it'll be stolen by Ottawa. They'll outlet it down the court and try to get down the floor a little too quickly. The upcourt pass out of reach of Foster Nichols. So really no chance for Foster to catch up with that thing. It's going to go out of bounds, and Atchison will have it in play from deep in the backcourt. What we're having early is a couple of teams that are just getting a little too quick, trying a little too hard. Just got to get the game legs beneath them and settle into their game. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Driving in, Presley Simpson. One, two scores. First bucket of the ball game for AHS. We are tied at 2. Ottawa down the right side with it. That's going to be Foster. She'll go into the baseline. Shot up off the block. Won't go in, but she gets fouled and coming to the line for 2. Let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. It's going to be on Daria Howard. To Taira, the senior, the first free throw up and good for Foster Nichols. One more shot coming up. That one hits the back of the rim, and Carla Kramer rebounds it down. It is 3-2, Ottawa. 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. The outlet pass down the court, slammed away by Ottawa, knocked away, knocked out of bounds. Again, out there for Atchison, Taira Howard, Ariana Bullridge, Carly Kramer, Majé Stoves, and Presley Simpson. Little bounce pass left side, Carly Kay off the glass and good. Kramer knocks it in, and Atchison with his first lead of the ball game goes in front at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is 4-3 Phoenix. Left side, Lady Cyclones with the ball, driving into the lane, little one-handed runner, and over the front, left of the rim, and good. Lee, I'm going to have to work on this because this is a long name. Lee Askins Diedrich, a hyphenated surname. Over to Carly again, and another two for Carly Kramer. And we're going to get an Ottawa timeout. With that, Coach Sherman taking a break. And Joseph, we're going to do it. 5:13 to go, opening quarter in Atchison. It is Phoenix 6, Ottawa 5.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
And High School Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas. High School hoops on a Tuesday. Ottawa taking the early time out of the ball game, brings it in play. The quick rainbow three from deep in the left corner. It's up and good. And coming in off the bench for Ottawa, knocking down that long shot is Marissa Richards. So Richards hits the three, and Atchison now trailing at 8-6. Just inside, 5 minutes to go. In the opening quarter, now Atchison's going to turn it over. On the inbound play, Ottawa comes back up with a basketball. 4:44 to play in the opening quarter. Back around to the left side, and again, same play, same way. This three won't drop in, and two players get tied up looking for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be the call. Wait, we've got an official. One thinking there's a foul, and the other one thinking it's going to be a jump ball. They're going to confer down to the baseline, and it is a foul. It is going to be a foul on Foster Nichols. It'll be her first. It's going to be applying some full court pressure. They're going to try to force Atchison to handle this ball up court with it. Majin will take the inbound pass, swing down the left side, working in front of the Ottawa bench, works her way toward the edge, brings it back out on top to Presley. She'll go three, rainbow shot up the front, left of the rim, won't drop. And the rebound retrieved right at the baseline, offensive board, and Atchison's going to maintain possession to the basketball. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's still an 8-6 ball game. AHS with it on the right elbow, feeds underneath. Presley's shot is going to be up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out. Going to be pulled back down by Ottawa. Here comes Foster Nichols down the right side and trying to reach in to steal the ball away. We're going to have a Phoenix foul. This is going to be on Majay Stoves. It'll be her first. And quickly, Atchison, less than 4 minutes into the game, has picked up its third team foul. Back into the ballgame for Ottawa is going to come Leah Askins Diedrich. Ottawa with the ball topside. Key ball. Now driving into the lane down the right side and no shot. There's going to be an Atchison foul on the floor. Clock still running. Now they're going to bring it back to 4 minutes. Foul is going to be on Atchison's Tahira Howard, and she is quickly picked up foul number two. And so with that, Tahira, 4 minutes into the game, is going to be forced to check out of the lineup, and in will come Ashlyn Hausch. Carla Kramer also going to come out of the ball game and into the lineup for Atchison. Let's see who they're going to bring in, and now Atchison's going to come up with a steal. Phoenix down the floor. Now the ball's going to be knocked away from behind. And back up with it will come the Cyclones. 3:45 to go in the first. Ottawa with the basketball way up top side, leading it by a pair. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. The drive to the baseline. The kick comes out on top. Nearly lost away into the Atchison bench, but able to be recovered. There was a travel, no whistle, driving into the lane. Little hook shot is up and short. Presley Simpson is going to rebound it down.
No foul, no foul.
Up floor with the basketball. Here comes Presley. Starts to the left side, then cuts to the right. Lobs it over. Little look away pass. Majay is going to travel with it. She saw a lot of daylight between her and the rim, and in haste to get down there, turns it over with the travel. So Atchison has brought Delaney Wilder into the game. Here's a baseline running shot. Up, no. Fowler shot. Up, no. And coming the other way. Here comes Atchison running the shot. Up off the rim. Won't fall. Rebounding it back down. It's Ottawa. They're on the run. It's a one-on-two break. Driving in. Knifing her way all the way to the baseline. And Phoenix, you're going to rebound it back down. Coming up with it for Atchison is going to be Kayla Downing. And we're going to have a whistle in the... They're going to say not a foul, but it's going to be knocked and lost out of bounds. And now they're going to say it belongs to Ottawa. So it's going to take them a moment to get back down the court. They thought it was going to go the other way. So Kaya Downing in the ball game for Atchison and head coach Nick Revamp. Little long pass out on top. Ottawa with the ball, still leading it by a pair. No one scored in a while. Here's a three-point shot. Up, no good. Rebound and a foul, and it is going to be from behind. It'll be Kaya's first foul, and Atchison now has picked up its fifth team foul. But still, 2:38 to go in the opening quarter. Once again, Ottawa coming to the free throw line. This time it's going to be Dylan Nichols looking for her first point of the game. Dylan's free throw, airborne, hits the back, kicks out, no good. So for Atchison, it is, we got out there, Wilder and Downing. You've got Simpson, Stove, second free throw is good. And Hausch. It is 9-6 Ottawa, 2.5 to go in the first. Atchison up court pass. Stokes will have it on the right side. Thought about taking the three, then doesn't. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. It's going to roll out of bounds, and they're going to say it's going to be off Atchison. Ottawa basketball with 2:22 to go, opening quarter. I think both coaches, Ottawa with the lead and with the ball from the right side. Here's a three. It looks good, and it goes in, but they're going to say Devils squaring up for the shot. Foster Nichols shovels the feet. And Imran Keebaugh comes back in for the Lady Cyclones. 9-6. Hopkins in the early going. Atchison is going to bring it into Wilder. She will lob it for Stoves, but the pass is too long. Taken back by Keebaugh and Ottawa. And she'll throw it to the other end of the court, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. And her foot was still out of bounds as it's going to go out of bounds off Atchison. Ottawa will be forced to bring it in. Inside 2 to go in the opening quarter. Little eight-footers up, rims around, and good. And Atchison's up-court pass, thrown away. Back into the lineup for Ottawa, Camden Evans will return. And we're going to get a timeout. Atchison going to take a timeout. Joseph, here we go. Bump. Ottawa, 11, Atchison 6.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the op and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here at the Atchison High School Gymnasium. 11-6, Ottawa in front here in this girls' game. Guys' game coming up here in a while, so don't go away. Plenty of high school hoops tonight on Care Radio. Ottawa with a basketball, and up floor with it is going to come Peyton Hirschetta. Long cross-court pass handled by Alice Payne. Lob back out on top and trying to come up with a steal. We're going to have another Atchison foul and another one on Majay Stoves. That'll be her second. Atchison team foul 6. And still a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. 2 on Taira Howard. 2 on Majay Stoves. Carly Kramer and Kaya Downing each with 1. Back to the front. Akata Fall. And Alice, who has 5 points having come in off the bench. A 3 and a 2. Missing her first free throw. One more shot coming up. It is on its way. Gets it. Now 12-6. Up a half a dozen. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. It's going to be taken over the shoulder by Howe. Should she will dribble it down between the circles. Pulls up her dribble. Comes out on top to Presley. Simpson with the left hand dribble. Takes it over the elbow. And pulls it up there. Looking in, gets it there to Downing on the floor one time, has the ball batted away from her, kicks it back to Presley. She'll go three, in and out, no. Rebounded down, Ottawa. Pull back, Diedrich. Down the side of the lane. It's going to be mishandled. Picked up by Presley. Here comes Simpson with 50 seconds to go in the first. Simpson's going to have the ball batted away from her from behind, knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Atchison basketball in play at their offensive baseline. Phoenix trailing it by a half a dozen at 12-6. 47 seconds to go in the opening quarter of this girls' game. Presley Simpson's going to bring it in. Topside with it, Atchison. It's going to be knocked away from Wilder. Picked up, driving it down the court. The foot race to the other end. The driving lamp is not going to fall. Rebound tipped around. Bonage is going to go. They're going to run to the other end. 25 seconds left. Coast to coast, putting two defenders. The behind the head shot is up, but it won't go in. And on the battle for the rebound, an Atchison foul. This one is going to be on Ariana Boldridge. It'll be her first. Is it a shooting violation? It is. So it's going to be a pair of free throws coming up here for Camden Evans. Evans coming to the line for two. 21 seconds left in the opening quarter. The first one won't go. Ottawa has not helped themselves at the free throw line. They've had a lot of opportunities. Delaney's going to come out of the game, and Carly's back in for the Phoenix. Second free throw is in there. So Camden Evans will hit the second, 13-6. And up forward with it, here comes Atchison. Ariana Boldridge will feed down low. Try 11 concepts, going to come up the floor, taking what will likely be the final shot of the opening quarter. Over to the right side in front of the Atchison bench, down the feed inside. It's going to be stolen by Atchison. Coming up with the steal is Kaya. And Atchison comes up the floor, and they're going to turn it over, and no shot taken as the opening quarter draws to a close. It was a little wild in the first quarter. We'll be back to bring you the second. After one in Atchison, Ottawa 13, Phoenix 6.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and a...
It's a full week of sports here on Care Radio. Here at Atchison High tonight. Tomorrow we're going to be with the Benedictine Ravens over in Marshall, Missouri. BC at Missouri Valley. The ladies game at 5:30. The guys game at about 7:30. Thursday night, join Gus and me for Sports Look on Care Radio. Right after the evening report by Brian Hagan. Probably 5:15, 5:20-ish. Thursday for Sports Look. Back to the hardwood for high schools on Friday. And Benedictine on Saturday. So lots of action coming up on Care Radio, and happy to have you along with us as the 2023 part of the season winding down. But it is finishing with a real flourish. Here's a skip pass. Ottawa has the ball, and they'll have it on the right side in front of the Atchison bench. Just underway, quarter number two, 13-6, the visitors in front. Feed over to the left block, trying to get the shot away. It is airborne and off the window, and not going to fall, but another Atchison foul, and it is going to be foul number two on Kaya. So as Kaya Downing picks up her second foul, she is the third Phoenix player to have two. It's a free throw. Rattles home. And Dylan Nichols is 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Takes her time. Eyes it. Sends his second one up. No good. Kaya rebounds it down. Here comes Atchison. After the opening quarter, Atchison 6 points were earned by Carly Kramer. 4. Here's a lob underneath for Carly. Spanned it. Save it. Kaya shot. No. Carly follows up. No. No foul. Kaya follows up and gets fouled. So Atchison doing a really good job with two tall players in the middle now getting those offensive rebounds. And coming to the free throw line for AHS is going to be Kaya Downing. So again for Atchison, Carly Kramer with 4 and Presley Simpson, the other 2 for the Phoenix. A couple of free throws coming up here for Kaya. First one on its way. Perfect. Nice form. Nice shot. Ottawa is led in scoring by Alice Payne with a half dozen. 3 for Foster Nichols. 2 for Diedrich. 1 apiece for Dylan Nichols and Camden Evans. Second free throw not going to go in. And a rebound rolling around, being battled for. Three players are on the floor. They call a jump ball. It is 14-7. Atchison is trailed by as many as 8. Now back to within 7. 7:20 to play in the first half. Phoenix will bring the ball in play. Topside with it. It's going to be Hausch over to Simpson. Preston looks to the middle, plays off the screen, launches a high shot. Beautiful. Good for Presley Simpson. High arcing shot. Makes it 14-10. Atchison right back in this thing. A minute into the second quarter. Ottawa with the basketball, goes cross court over to the elbow, now feeds down inside the lane, little right hand hook shot, spinning shot off the window and good for Diedrich. She's got 4, 16-10. On the other end, Carly for 2 more. 16-12, Carly Kramer having a huge first half. The feed left, the 3 launch, too strong. Rebound, pull down Kaya Downing. She'll dish it over to Presley. Presley Simpson will bring it up the court. Hatches are back on offense. Tritica by 4. They've been down by as many as 8. Simpson's going to dump it back to the left side. The feed to Kramer. She's a little bit too far up the side of the lane. 3-point shot. Simpson gets another one. Presley. Back-to-back threes. And it is a 1-point game. Ottawa will take the timeout. We're taking a break with Coach Sherman. Now it's 6:10 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison. Girls high school basketball. Ottawa 16, Atchison 15.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on the tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
First time we've gotten to see them in the home whites this year. We've seen them on the road a couple of times. Out of Rossville, down to Tonganoxie, seeing their road uniforms. But tonight are the home white uniforms, white lettering and trim. Like that Ottawa uniform. Ball coming in play out of the timeout. And the Cyclones will feed it to the free throw line. Now into the lane. The spinning shot is going to be too strong. The offensive rebound. And a jump ball called. That was good work inside for Atchison by Ariana Boldridge. She got in there, tied that thing up. Atchison is going to bring Taira Howard back in. Taira going to have to be careful with those 2 fouls that she's got right now. And 5:55 still to go in the opening half. 16-15, Ottawa by 1. Here's a 3. No. Rebound. Presley's able to track that thing down before it got out of play. And Simpson's going to bring it up the floor. She'll work it across in front of the scorer's table. Takes down the left side, thinking about the 3. Doesn't. Brings it off on top straight away. Here's a 3. Launched in. Won't quite fall for Hausch. Rebound Ottawa. Held run down the court, but Atchison really quickly down the floor. Defensively, not allowing any fast break opportunity. Now we're going to have a little collision down to the baseline, and Carly Kramer is going to pick up her 2nd foul of the game. She will be the 3rd Phoenix player to have picked up 2 fouls. It'll be Atchison team foul 2 of the 2nd quarter. Ottawa has won. And Cyclones go in, left side. Here's the 3, halfway down. No! And Ottawa's gotten really cold from the perimeter. Now Simpson coming down with a rebound, feeds it over to the left side, back in the middle of Kramer, goes up for the shot, draws a foul. That was a smart play by Carly. She really didn't have that good a look at the rim, but with the defender leaning into her and fronting her up, Carly just went in strong, draws the foul, and she's coming to the line and will also force a 2nd foul on Ottawa's Foster Nichols. So Nichols has her 2nd foul and comes out of the game, and Carly Kramer hits the first free throw, tying this at 16. One more shot for Kramer. She'll hit them both. Carly Kramer already with 8 points, and Atchison trailing by 8 early in this quarter, leads now by 1. 5:07 to go in the half. 17-16. Here's the feed in the middle of turnaround shot. It's going to be up and in. Dylan Nichols will hit that bucket. And it is 18-16. The feed over to the left side comes back on top. I'm missing a point here somewhere. Here's a shot going up. It's not going to fall in. And rebounding it back down. It's Ottawa. Lob to the left side, down underneath. A little roll for the baseline. It's up and good. Dylan Nichols coming to life here in the second quarter. Makes it 20-16. 4:20 to go in the half. Here's a long three. Francis, and it is off the window and in for Ariana Bolridge. Give her three. 20-19. Still 4:14 to go in the half. These teams' offense is beginning to come together a little bit now. The drive to the left side, losing the handle on the ball, trying to go with a little bit of a scoop shot, but Dylan Nichols couldn't quite get a grip on it, and it goes out of play to Atchison. Halfway through the second quarter, it's a one-point game, 20-19. Ottawa in front. Now they're going to come out and shift into a zone defense, little 2-3 zone. Left side it goes Presley. You think the way Atchison's been shooting that the zone would suit them. Pass goes into the middle. It's missed. The rebound followed up and in. Presley Simpson, two more. 21-20 Atchison. 3.5 to go, opening half. The feed inside, stolen. Taira Howard. She's got a long reach. She was able to stretch out and get a hand on that ball, pull it in. And Presley Simpson into the forecourt. Atchison on offense, feeding it by 1. Down to 3:20 to go in the first half. Little skip pass comes up top side. Ariana. Bolridge goes back to the left. Maje is back in the game. The pass inside, trying to get it to Presley. That was like a volleyball kill. It was just punched away, knocked out of bounds by Diedrich. Atchison will have it in at their offensive end. Just over 3 minutes to go in the half. Leading by 1. And it comes off the block. The shot is up, missing, but a foul called. It'll be Taira Howard at the line. Let's see against whom they're going to call this one. And it is going to be the first on Dylan Nichols. The free throw by Howard won't quite fall. Taira Hayward, one more shot. Second one is up, rattles around, and then they're going to wave it off with a lane violation. So nothing for Atchison on that opportunity at the free throw line. Ottawa has the basketball, but Atchison leading it by 1 with 3 minutes to play in the opening half. Girls High School hoops here on K-Radio. The pass into the middle, batted away, it's loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. Picked up on the dribble, the driving shot, it's up and in. What an absolutely fantastic play by Taira Hayward. And now, are we going to have a foul? No. Everything is okay, apparently. Give Taira the bucket. You have Atchison now a 23-20 lead. 2:50 to play. Opening quarter. Carly's going to check out. Back into the Atchison lineup. It'll be Delaney Wilder. Cross-court pass for Ottawa over to the right side. Taken there by Camden Evans. They'll dish it over to the left wing. Now the feet into the block. Knocked away and stolen. Taira Hayward. Taira, what a great second quarter she's having. The feet underneath. Taira, baseline. The shot won't quite fall. It was a good look at the rim. She played it just right. Skip over to the right side and the driving lamp will be up and in. Little fast break bucket there for Camden Evans. 23-22. And we're getting a timeout. Yeah. Taking a break with Atchison. 2:11 to go in the half. It is the Atchison Phoenix 23, Ottawa's Lady Cyclones 22.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
As we return to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, the Phoenix put in the wildline play, and up the floor with it, it's going to be Presley Simpson. She's got a top side, pulls up her dribble, looks into the middle, no room there, brings it back to Majet. Majet holds up her dribble between the circles. The Ottawa defense has shifted back to that player, D, and now the dish across, and it was not a great pass, but Atchison's going to save it. Stoves will take it up top side. Working around to the right side. All alone, Presley, three, and another one! Presley Simpson's third three of the quarter, and it's 26-22. Minute and a half to go in the half. Atchison coming up with a steal. Here comes Presley, driving it down the floor, brings it to the top, dishes over to Majet. Topside Presley, the defender gets right in her grill, not going to give her the easy shot. She'll step inside, put up a 15-footer with it as it hits the back of the rim, bounces up and bumps the support cable. The official alertly realizes that it's going to come back to Ottawa from the backcourt. With a minute 19 to go in the opening quarter, these two teams' offenses have come to life a little bit in the second quarter. And again, you know, it was just a matter of time before they got those game legs going and shook off maybe some early game butterflies settling into their offense. A minute to go in the half. Ottawa will dump it left side, take it to the wing. Stepping inside the circle, a little one-handed runners up and missing, and the rebound underneath, pulled down by Simpson. Skip pass over to the right side, and here comes Ariana. Gets it back to Presley. 45 seconds left in the half as Atchison's into the forecourt. Simpson starts to the left side, pulls up her dribble. From the top, it's about a 17, 18-foot shot off the rim. Won't go for Taira, and back up the floor with it. Ottawa driving into the lane, lots of contact, and a travel violation. Great defense by AHS. Half a minute to go in the half. And for the Phoenix, it'll be possession of the basketball from deep in the backcourt. Ariana looking, needs some help. And she's just going to throw it in into the middle because she was running out of time. It's going to be stolen by Ottawa and stolen back by Atchison. Folders will get it away to Simpson. Here comes Presley. She plays off a great screen. Goes in. Underhand shot, no. Rebound, Ottawa. They've got plenty of time with 15 seconds left in the half. Driving over to the right side. Set shot. Uncontested three. Launched. Missed. Rebound. Saved by Ottawa. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. They have it on top. Got to get a shot away soon. In front of the Atchison bench with two. Driving to the baseline. Blocked out of bounds. As the half draws to a close. Tremendous defensive play by Tyee. Taking a break and we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Phoenix, 26. Ottawa, 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season only at Taco John's.
On the strength of outstanding perimeter shooting, The Ashes and Phoenix had a 20-point second quarter and have taken the lead from Ottawa as they go to the locker room. Ashes and trailed by as many as 8 in the early part of the second quarter. But how about this? 13 points in the half for Presley Simpson. 3 second quarter threes on her way to those 13. Carly Kramer with 8. It was 3 for Ariana Boltridge on a 3-point shot. Tyra Hayward with a pair and 1 for Kaya Downing. For Ottawa, balance scoring as both Dylan Nichols and Alice Payne have 6. 4 for Leah Dietrich. It's a 3-point half then for Camden Evans and Foster Nichols. Fouls, a little bit of a problem for Atchison as Tyra Hayward, Carly Kramer, Ajay Stoves, and Kaya Downing each have 2. For Ottawa, Foster Nichols with 2 fouls. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, stick around. The guys' game coming up after this one. It should be an exciting second half of the ladies' game, and we'll be back with that. But right now, with your intermission score, Atchison 26, Ottawa 22 in the girls' game. We kick it back to our man, Joseph, at the Cape Radio Sports Studio. He's got you a halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Atchison High Gym. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment as we've got the Ottawa Atchison High game series. Coming up tomorrow night, we will have college basketball as we've got the Benedictine Ravens on the road at Missouri Valley. Tune in right around 5:30 for the men's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or so. Then on Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Studios, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Oskaloosa at JCN. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game, maybe a little later. It's a little bit later at JCN sometimes. And then join us again for the boys' game sometime right around 7:30 or so. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores to report in the Hiawatha Nemaha 13. Royal Valley and Holton at the half had Royal Valley ladies at 17 points, Holton ladies at 12. The Valley Heights ladies were trailing the Frankfurt ladies by 2 points, as Frankfurt had 19 points to Valley Heights 17 at the half. At the half, it was Troy sitting at 26 points to the Donovan West ladies 21. Jeff West and Perry Lecompton are meeting up at the half. It is Jeff West at 21 points, Perry Lecompton ladies 14. And in this game, we've got Atchison High ladies leading at the half 26 to Ottawa ladies 22. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that forecast.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 29. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 50. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 28. Partly cloudy and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Mid-50s Thursday. Low 50s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 37 degrees out there. It feels like 31 with the wind out of the north-northwest at 5 miles per hour up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. Relative humidity, 45%. The dew point is 16 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.52 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we're getting set to go for the second half of tonight's girls game. It's been a good one, back and forth. Ottawa has led by as many as 8. And now the Phoenix are up 4 as we go to the third quarter. Joseph, producer, engineer, halftime guru extraordinaire. Joseph, back in the studio. Thank you so much. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. The officials are coming over to the scores table, making certain that they've got the correct direction of the ball. They first were going one way, and then they, wait a minute. No, it is going to be Phoenix basketball as we go to the second half. And we are underway. Original starters out there for both teams with... Ottawa featuring Emery Kibaugh and Camden Evans, Lee Haskins-Diedrich, Jalen Nichols, Foster Nichols. For Atchison, Tyra Hayward and Ariana Boldridge, Carly Kramer, Majay Stoves, and Presley Simpson. The steal, the layup, and the bucket. Wow, Emery Kibaugh gets her first bucket of the game and makes it 26-24. Just a half a minute in. Atchison way up topside, dumps it down to the baseline right. Now looks underneath. Carly for two more. Double defend. Phoenix player to get a double-figure scoring. It is 28-24 Atchison. 7:11 to go in the third quarter. Running underhand shot is up off the mark, but a whistle, a foul, and the first player for Atchison to collect foul number three. It's going to be Taira Hayward. Tell you what, Taira played so well in that second quarter. The entire Atchison team did scoring 20 second quarter points. The front half of the two shot foul. It's up and in. And that is the fourth point of the night for Foster Nichols. One more shot coming up for the 5'9" senior. Airborne and off the back of the rim. No, rebounded down. Maje comes up with the ball, and Stokes will work on bringing up the fourth stuff. Now she's triple teamed to the backcourt. Needs a little help. Gets it away. And Ariana outlets it down the right side. All the way to the baseline. It goes for Atchison. And now the three-point shot won't fall for Presley. Kramer rebounds it down. Back on the top, it'll come to Simpson. She'll drive into the lane. Goes in traffic. Shot, no. Rebound down Ottawa. The fast break, the layup, and the bucket on the other end. And Foster Nichols with a quick three here in the third. It's a one-point game. 28-27. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Don't you get the vibe that this one's coming down to that last possession? Now the ball's going to be batted away and stolen. Driving it down. 10 layup. Good. Ottawa has retaken a lead with a strong surge to start the second half, and Atchison's going to take a timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a break right with him. We're at 6:24 to go in the third quarter. Ottawa's battle back. Lady Cyclones 29, Atchison 28.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Has rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
A nice crowd on hand here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. The Ottawa fans have traveled very, very well here tonight, and AHS fans continue to filter into the gym. It's going to be packed by the time the guys' game gets underway. Right now, the ladies' game is taking center stage, and Atchison fighting some full-court pressure gets it up to Carly. She'll get it up and in for two more. Kramer has a dozen. 30-29, and Atchison right back in front by one. At the six-minute mark of the third quarter. Here's a shot in the lane. Up no good. Kramer rebounds it down. Gets it over to Presley. And Simpson will slow it down. The defense will retreat into the other end of the floor. And Atchison brings it up. Down to the baseline right for the basketball. For Atchison, who's going to be Kaya Downing. Presley alone. They leave her alone. That three rims out. But a foul called on Presley. Simpson is coming to the line for three. Free throws. Foul is going to be on Camden Evans. It'll be her first foul of the game. So Camden picking up foul number one. Team fouls are even at one apiece here in the third quarter. And three free throws for Presley. First one in, out. No. Stretching that Atchison lead now to 31-29. One more shot coming up for Presley. And Ottawa coming up the floor with it. Top side is going to be Maje. She'll go left side. Stops off the block. Puts it up. Foot just kind of skipped a little bit. And here comes Ottawa with it. Alone, the shot is up. Missing, but coming in a little bit late. And Ottawa will return. One more shot coming up here for Ottawa. Maje comes down with the basketball, and now 10 seconds. Atchison could not. 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Go!
Dumps it down to the baseline left. Across it goes. The shot up, no, and another Atchison foul. And a couple of more free throws for Ottawa. And this is a critical foul. It'll be the fourth on Kaya Downing. First free throw here won't go in. Ottawa's had some struggles at the free throw line tonight. This is Dylan Nichols up there. She is 2 of 5 now at the line tonight. This one is good. So that makes her 3 of 6 at the line with a, 7 points now? 31-30 Atchison by a point. The ball knocked away from Presley. Simpson will skip it down the right side. Kicks it down low to Ariana. Pass in the middle. Carly Kramer, two more. 33-30. Atchison up 3. Almost midway through the third quarter. The pass underneath the goal. Maybe too far under. And the shot goes up. And we get another Phoenix foul. This one is going to be on Carly. And that will be her third foul. Atchison's fourth third quarter foul. So 4 fouls on Kaya Downing. 3 on Taira Hayward and 3 on Carly Kramer. So the bigs for Atchison in trouble. Here's the free throw up and bounds around a little bit, but it goes in for Dylan Nichols. Dylan with her 8th point of the game. 33-31. Second free throw does not go in. And on the rebound, another Atchison foul. No. The foul is going to be on Ottawa's Emery Keebaugh on the effort at the rebound. And a baseball pass to the other end is going to be stolen by Ottawa. Keebaugh comes up with a steal and then throws it away out of bounds. Tell you what, these teams are not afraid to go with that long downfield kind of a Joe Montana to Jerry Rice kind of a pass. And now the feed in the middle, the shot off the window, and good. Dylan Nichols for 2 more. And the upcourt ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Atchison. 4:07 to go. The third quarter's been a lot like the first, and the teams are just a little wild and a little out of control, having trouble getting hold of the ball, committing quite a few fouls. Atchison will bring it in. Out on top is going to be Presley. 4 minutes to go. Presley for 3. Nope. Rebound out of play. Atchison basketball. Touch last by Dylan Nichols. Once more, you'll find the ball put in play by Ariana Boldridge. She brings it into Simpson. Presley looking to the middle, and then gets tripped, and there's going to be contact and a foul on Ottawa. This one is going to be on Diedrich. Diedrich will have her first foul, and that is 3 third quarter fouls by Ottawa. So 4 in the quarter by Atchison, 3 by Ottawa, and with 3:52 to go in the third. It's going to probably be a lot of free throws shot. And the Atchison pass in the middle, deflected. Here comes Ottawa. Down the floor with it is going to be Diedrich. She'll go into the lane, and we'll have an Atchison foul. She drives in. And this is kind of what Ottawa likes to do. They move into the middle. The defense collapses around. And then a little contact and a foul. This one is going to be on Hausch. Ashlyn will have her first foul. And for the Phoenix, it'll be team foul 5. Here come the free throws. The first of 2. No. And Ottawa continues to struggle at the free throw line. Kramer coming out of the ball game, and back in for AHS will be Delaney Wilder. One more shot for Diedrich. Sends it on its way. Perfect. Diedrich has 5. And it is now an Ottawa lead at 34-33. 3:33 to go in the first half, and Atchison into the forecourt turns it over with a travel. So again, lots of turnovers by both of these teams in this game. Opening quarter, Atchison able to score a half a dozen, but then added 20 points in the second quarter. They have 7 here in the third quarter. 6 of them belong to Carly Kramer. Bounce pass right side. Here's the 3. Perfect. And Ottawa strikes from the outside. Alice Payne will collect her second 3-point shot. And that is, she's the only one for Ottawa who's hit from the outside. Ariana with the ball across the timeline. Defended from behind, dumps it over to Presley. She will spin into the lane. Lots of contact. Shot is up, missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Keybaugh. Here comes Ottawa. Again, Ottawa does not shoot from the outside. It has only been Payne to shoot from the perimeter. What they do is they drive, they draw contact, they get fouled, and they take a lot of free throws. 2:45 to go in the third. Here's another three, and it is good again. And this one is going to belong to Diedrich, her first three as AHS head coach Nick Rebant calls for a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break with him. At 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter of the girls' game, it is now Ottawa 40, Atchison 33.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
But as we return to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, Ottawa is on a 10-0 run and has put together a 7-point lead. And they're going to steal the ball, the shot blocked, going to go out of bounds. It will be Lady Cyclone basketball. 2.5 to go in the third quarter, 40-33. Ottawa.
Go!
Lady Cyclones put it into their offensive baseline, dish it over to the right side, stepping into the middle. The shot is going to go up. It's no good. And there's a whistle, and let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. Is it on Delaney? I didn't even think that she was in the mix, but Delaney Wilder will have her first foul. And back to the free throw line comes Ottawa. First one's good. So Dylan Nichols, who has had some struggles at the free throw line, hits that one. She's 5 of 9 at the line tonight. This is her 10th free throw already, and she'll hit it. 42-33. Atchison trails now by 9, and it is a 12-0 run. Ottawa is on. Pass underneath Delaney, whose shot is blocked. She gets her own rebound, and then it's going to be taken away from her. Coming up with it for Ottawa is going to be Evans. Camden will bring it all the way up the floor herself. Kicks it over to Keybaugh on the left elbow. Back end will come into the middle, spinning into the lane. There's no room. Dez off top. The shot for two is up and no good. Presley Simpson rebounds it down. Phoenix up the floor. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lob pass over to the left side and not get a handle on it. It's going to come back to Ottawa from the midcourt in the backcourt on the far side. Atchison down 9. And the Phoenix haven't scored a point in a very long time. Here's a pass to the middle. Is that a travel? Yeah, I thought so. Nice call by the official. And a lot of traffic. They have it feels like been looking for the foul, but they haven't been. They've been watching this game pretty carefully. But they also saw that travel inside. Here's a drive down court. The shot up high off the window. A good Tyra Hayward for two. They had to go in the third quarter as basketball down by 4. Inbound it comes. Michelle off the mark. Rebound Ottawa. Half a minute. Nam's way out on the edge. Down to the baseline left.
Go to Alps from 4 to 6. Again, this is on Wednesday. The first.
We go to the fourth quarter of the girls' game with the visitors from Ottawa leading 44-38. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing at Engineering of the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts at the courtside. Ottawa, led by Dylan Nichols with a dozen, and Leah Diederich with 10. 9 for Alice Payne off the bench for Atchison. What a game Carly Kramer's having. She is at 14 points now. 15 for Presley Simpson. Atchison with 2 players in double-figure scoring. But the problem for Atchison is they were outscored by 10 in the third quarter. Ottawa with 22 third-quarter points. Phoenix with a dozen. Atchison has the ball to begin the fourth quarter. We are back underway. 44-38. Ottawa in front. Tajay has it. Comes out on top to Presley. Atchison needs a little inside-outside. Presley from the perimeter. And then some of the talls in there for Atchison. Like the speed to Carley. Goes up and in for two more. Give that assist to Maje. Carley Kramer at 16. And it's 44-40. 7:20 to play in the game. Ottawa dishes it over to the left side. Hershetta has it. Looks at the free throw line. Gets it there to Evans. Back over to the right side. Little first, quick first step for any baseline shot is up. No good. The rebound is going to be batted away. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. And which way does it go? Ottawa ball. Great hustle by Kaira Hayward. Got a hand on that. Forced the ball out of bounds, and Ottawa will have it in at the end of their bench. Comes in on top, Hershetta. Dishes back left, Diederich. Into the baseline corner, the three-pointer. Nice. That was a big, big shot for Ottawa. Alice Payne with a dozen. That is her third three. It is 47-40. Atchison trailing by seven here in the fourth quarter with 6:50 to go. The ball comes into Hayward, hits it to Simpson. Presley will bring it up against the pressure. All the way down the right side, looks behind her, puts up the long two. It's going to be wide to the left side, and the carom is going to be straight down and into the hands of Camden Evans. Evans brings out top. Here's Hershetta. Evans, she'll go three. Nope. Rebound, long rebound, taken by Alice Payne, and Ottawa's going to reset the offense. Hatches into the 2-3 zone. 6:20 to go. Hatchison willing to allow that long shot, but trying to deny the middle. And as the drive goes into the lane by Diederich, I think Carley picks up a foul here. No, not Carley. Is that on Taira? It is the fourth foul of the game. Right to Ira Howard. It'll be the first fourth quarter foul by either team. Diederich could come to the free throw line. She has 10 points tonight, 1 of 2 at the line this evening, and that one is perfect. 11 points now for Leah. Looking it over, one more shot coming up here, takes it, and it's rattles around and in. I thought that thing was going to kick away, but you got the shooter's roll. And it's 49-40. And for the second time in the game, a 9-point lead for Ottawa. And the Atchison upcourt pass is going to get away. And Carley tries to save it in the process. Will collect her fourth foul. So for Coach Rebant, foul trouble. Kaira Hayward has 4. Carley Kramer has 4. Kaya Downing has 4. We've still got 6 minutes of basketball to go. The feed over to the left side. The baseline shot. No. Atchison boards it down. Hayward clears out of basketball and gets it away. Presley up the floor. Goes left. Drives. Turns. Shoots. Doesn't hit the layup. And a rebound going to be taken away by Ottawa. Up the floor they're going to come. Looking behind her. Bringing the ball up court herself. Foster Nichols. Nichols goes left side. Here's Shannon now. Driving in, the turnaround shot, nope, and a rebound is going to be lost off the knee of Dylan Nichols and out of bounds to Atchison. 5.5 minutes to play. Atchison again is going to go to the long pass. Now Taira goes in, goes up, gets fouled. Taira took that three-quarter length of the court pass over the shoulder. Nice job, and then the defender comes down and tries to cut her off. Lots of contact. Both of them sprawl to the floor and jump right back up there. Okay. Could be the second foul of the game for Dylan Nichols. And Hayward's first free throw will not go in. Bounce off the rim once and doesn't drop. Hayward with a half dozen points and probably 4 rebounds in that. Ottawa's going to rotate Emery Keebaugh back into the game. And right now, Coach Sherman as his starting 5 back on the floor. Second free throw, in and out, also not going to go. Kiba clears down the rebound and an opportunity for Ottawa to take a double-digit lead. We're at 5:25 left in the game. Phoenix in the 2-3 zone. Left side, Diedrich, cross-court baseline, three-point shot, too strong. Rebound, Atchison. Maje comes down with the ball, has it knocked out of her hand, and now it's on the floor. Two players battling for it. Jump ball. Possession, Ottawa. 5 minutes to go. Still plenty of time for Atchison, but really no possessions to spare. Officials taking a moment. Everybody gets set. And the ball comes in. Ottawa has it on top. Camden Evans dishes it right side. Key ball. Now underneath, it's going to be batted out of bounds by Taira. Again, it'll be Ottawa ball coming in at their baseline. Now 4:50 to go. We talk about it a lot. It's a time of the game when each time you peek at the clock, another chunk has gotten away. Players on the floor. No foul. Off to the right side, across the lane. It's going to be stolen by Ariana. Bullrich just stepped in front of the pass, anticipated it perfectly. Presley Simpson will bring it up the court. Kicks it over to Maje. She's top of the key. Thought about the three and then throws in the middle, but it tricked her teammate who is not anticipating the pass. Up the floor with it will come Ottawa. 4:20 to go. Lady Cyclones all the way to the baseline left. Comes out on top, key ball. Again, long cross-court pass left side. It's going to be Alice with it and losing it out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. Kramer will check out of the game, and Atchison will come back in with Kaya Downing. And Coach Matt Sherman for the Lady Cyclones. What a full timeout. Joseph, we're going to take it. With only 4:08 to go in the ladies' game, it is Ottawa 49, Atchison 40.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ottawa utilized in a full timeout as we are just about the middle of the fourth quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the K-Radio Sports Studio, producing and engineering and doing all that difficult stuff. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Here we go. Atchison's going to be putting the ball in play. Full court pressure applied by Ottawa. Now the ball is going to be knocked away from Ariana. Atchison's got to get this up across the timeline. They'll launch it to the other end of the floor, and it's going to be taken by Ottawa, and a big collision at the baseline on the other end. No foul called. It would have been the fifth on Hayward. Now, wait a minute. Is the official from the other side calling it? He is. The official right beside it did not. And now the official from farthest away calls the foul, and it is going to be number 5 on Taira. So she's going to foul out with precisely 4 minutes to go in the game and end tonight with 6 points. She had a great game. 6 points, and I'm telling you, more blocks than that. Rebounds. Just had a great game. Carter Kramer back into the lineup. And up the floor with the basketball, Lady Cyclones. Ottawa goes cross-court over to the right side. It's going to be Emery Kiba with it. Her cross-court pass stolen by Ariana. Bullridge is going to steal it away. And here comes Presley Simpson. And Presley guarded closely, and so closely that Diedrich will pick up her second foul. Just kind of riding her and bumping her all the way up the floor. I think anybody who's seen anything of Atchison is aware of just how good Presley Simpson is at handling the basketball and brings it up the floor the way she does. Here's a running shot for AHS. It's going to be a little long and off the Widowin, rebounding it back down. It's going to be Ottawa. Skip pass up the floor. Batted free and stolen again. Ariana coming up with a steal, and then Ariana gets fouled by a frustrated Ottawa player who tries to get the basketball back. Whistle is going to be on Alice Payne. Only her first foul of the game. Team fouls now even at three each. Put the clock down to 3:26 to go in Atchison. Still trailing it by nine. 49-40. It has been a very, very, very low scoring fourth quarter. Each of these teams is at a 20-point quarter. But in this quarter, Atchison has scored two. Ottawa has scored five. Now the ball is loose. It's on the floor. And as Atchison covers it up, Ariana Boulders gets fouled. It's going to be the fourth team foul by Ottawa. And it is going to be the third foul of the game by Camden Evans. So Atchison's going to be coming to the free throw line for every foul the rest of this game. Simpson drives down, stops at the free throw line, goes left side, Boldridge, way outside. Now underneath, the shot is up and will not quite roll in for Kaya Downing. Ottawa back up the floor, 2:50 to play. I would expect the Lady Cyclones to slow this thing down and take a little air out of this basketball. It's nearly stolen by Maje, and then she reaches in a second time and will pick up her third foul. So now each team has four team fouls. And we're going to stop playing, get this clock squared up for a minute. I think it clicked off a couple of seconds that they're going to want to put back up. 49-40. No one has put anything on the board in a very long time. Here we go, Ottawa basketball. 246, 245. Here's a feed in the lane. The shot is up and missing, and an Atchison foul on the rebound. Lots of fouls tonight. This one is going to be on Carly Kramer. That will be her fifth. So Atchison has had two players foul out of the game, and we still have 2:42 to go. And Carly went in tonight as the leading scorer in the game right now with 16 points. Delaney Wilder will come in for Coach Rebans. Coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Ottawa. Dylan Nichols stepping up there. She has had a boatload of free throws, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 free throws. She's hit 6, and now she's 7 of 11. And with that shot, collects her 13th point. It is 50-40. 51. She'll hit them both. We went over 3 minutes without anybody putting any points on the board. Here's Wilder from 15. Shot rejected. Rebounding on Ottawa. Fast break. Other end. Driving layup. Nope. And an Ottawa foul, or an Atchison foul, rather. We'll have Ottawa back at the line. It's going to be Diedrich coming up. Now it's going to be on Ariana Boldridge. Only her second of the game. And at the line, it's going to be Diedrich. She is 3 of 4 at the line tonight and has 12 points. She missed her first free throw this evening and has since then hit 3 in a row. A couple of shots coming up here. First one, no. Hits the back of the rim and caroms all the way back out to her. One more shot coming up for Dietrich. 2:29 to go in this girls' game. Second free throw right there. It is now 52-40. And the ball is going to be stolen by Ottawa. Atchison not able to get it up the floor. The feed first right, then left, slapped out of bounds. And then a great job by Ariana Boldridge getting a handle on that, deflecting it away, knocking it out of bounds. Back it will come to Ottawa. 2:17 to go. Atchison is going to run to the scorer's table, and we're going to get Ashlyn Hausch back in, and we're going to have a timeout taken. Joseph, we're going to take a break here with 2:17 to go in the game. It's Ottawa's Lady Cyclones 52, Atchison 40.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Remember the guys game coming up before long. The boys teams sitting over in the first couple of rows of the bleachers in front of the rest of the student section on the east side of this gymnasium. Phoenix having a very good start to the 23-24 basketball season. It is going to be Ottawa basketball coming in at their offensive end. Looking to bring it in, Camden Evans. She lobs that on top, and her teammate realizes there's no one there. Ariana Boldridge steals it, and now it's on the floor, and we got a jump ball. What do we got going on? The official coming over talking to the players. And the foul is on Ottawa. It is going to be on Diedrich, her third. And Atchison is going to get to the free throw line, and up there will be Kaya Downing. Kaya's one of two at the line tonight, and we're down to 2:12 left in the game. The front free throw, rims around, won't drop. Still a 12-point lead for the Lady Cyclones. They come into the game at 2-1 with wins over both Chanute and Shawnee Mission North High School. Their loss was to Emporia. Second free throw, not going to fall in either, and Ottawa boards it down. Cyclones up court as we get to 2 minutes to play in the ladies' game. We'll stumble out of the floor. We hear a moan from the crowd. Beautiful backdoor pass, and the hook shot good by Foster Nichols, and she's got eight. 54-40 with a minute 40 to go, and Ottawa steals the upcourt play. They're going to bring it back out on top, and they're going to continue to attack the rim with a minute and a half to go. Ottawa, they're going to play four players around the top side and run a cutter, and now the feed will go to the cutter, and the shot doesn't fall, but Ottawa comes down with the offensive board. And they're going to take a little more time away. A minute 20 to go. It's going to be a good, hard-fought win for Ottawa tonight on the road. There was a travel, no whistle. Back out top side, cutting into the lane. Uncontested layup is going to be up and good for Diedrich. 56-40. 1 minute left. Atchison's pass. Right side it goes. Back and in. Shot up, partially deflected. Rebound tipped out Ottawa. Diedrich coming up the floor. Works his way back over to the right side. We're down to the last 45 seconds of the game. And Ottawa going to send five different players, new players, into the game. Are we taking a timeout, or are we going to not? They're going to take it. I thought it was going to be a rotational timeout. It will not. We're taking a break. Inside a minute to go in the ballgame, Joseph. Timeout of the floor. Ottawa 56, Atchison 40.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
return to the floor. The ball comes in, and Ottawa, with five Duke players, are probably going to be playing the rest of this. Joseph Pratt off the old program. And up top side with it, that is going to be Olivia Walters, a 5'7 junior. Kicks it over to Hershetta, is back in. Out on top. They'll work to the right side, and Ottawa just going side to side, out on top, running it down. And the official says they got to palm this thing over, so Hutchinson's going to get it back. Ainsley Michael is out there, a 5'7 sophomore. Also for Ottawa. 6 seconds down to five. Presley with two. NBA range shot off the mark. Final score tonight. Ottawa 56. Phoenix 40. We'll be back to summarize the ladies game right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in the AHS gym. As the Lady Phoenix battling hard, trying to get back into this ball game, but Ottawa comes away with the W. Let's kind of recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Lady Cyclones, it was Leah Dietrich paced it away with 15 points. Double-figure scoring also for Dylan Nichols with 14 and a dozen for Alice Payne. Rounding it out then, Foster Nichols with 8-4 for Emery Keebaugh and Camden Evans with 3 for Atchison. Great game by Carly Kramer. She is your Union State Bank player of the game. Carly fouled out late in the contest but led her team in all scores with 16 tonight. Presley Simpson hot on her heels with 15. It was 6 for Taira Hayward, 3 tonight for Ariana Baldridge, and 1 for Kayette Downing. Two teams came to the free throw line a ton tonight. Ottawa, 16 of 28 at the free throw line. Atchison, 4 of 13 free throw shooting on the game this evening. Atchison also having a couple of players fouling out, with Taira Hayward and Carly Kramer fouling out of the game. Well, the guys, teams are out of the floor warming up. Don't go far. Second half in our care. High school hoops double dip coming your way shortly. Final score once again in the ladies' game. It was Ottawa 56, Atchison 40. We'll be back with the guys' game shortly, but right now, we're going to take you back to the K-Radio Sports Studio where Joseph is going to provide you some A-number-one entertainment.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.